we realized that there was a community of people like us, mostly solo entrepreneurs, very small businesses that were excited by the opportunity to connect to a community that only knew how to access resources through their social media. And what we also noticed is that there was a big vacuum. There weren't a lot of great professional voices out there providing really insightful and useful information that could really help elevate their businesses. And so we thought that was an opportunity for us to step in.
It's no secret that the coronavirus is affecting all of us as individuals, but the effect it's having on business, especially small business, is unprecedented. We need a game plan, and fast. If we're going to survive this, we need resources and we need each other. We can't do it alone. I'm Jesse Torres, and this is Hack My Business. With my background in economic and workforce development, disaster preparedness, and general business strategy, I know I can help you navigate this scary time in your business and beyond. It's all about resiliency. I'll have the most current solutions and best practices available so we can ensure your business not only survives this crisis, but thrives. We'll also be keeping you informed about the latest resources for small business so that you don't miss a thing. Co-hosting with me will be my colleague, Sid Varakara. We'll have invited experts to help us navigate through the current noisy landscape of resources and programs that are being made available today and who will be able to prepare us for tomorrow. Let's do this together. I'm Jesse Torres, and this is Hack My Business.
Hey guys, welcome back to Hack My Business. This is Jesse Torres, host of Hack My Business. I'm here with my co-host, Sid Varakara. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
Jesse, it's so good to see you. I feel like it's been like ages since we've talked. It's probably only been like 3 days.
I know. It's been, it feels always like an eternity when I haven't spoken with you every day, you know, because I need that little Sid magic, you know, as part of my daily routine. Otherwise, I just feel off, man. And like I tell you, you know, you're always such an inspiration to me.
You know, there are very few times when I'm left speechless, and I'm speechless at this moment because that means a great deal to me. As my compadre, my dearest friend, who I constantly have like going through this journey with together, and I mean, it means even more since you're a diehard Dodger fan. Like,
that's right.
Just I can't say enough how meaningful it is given your terrible associations in your life.
Look, I don't think we don't need to go that deep into our rivalry here with our sports teams. All that to say is that I think this episode is going to be all about how do you be an inspiration to others? How do you form community despite differences, even on, you know, silly things like sports teams? But, you know, when it comes to entrepreneurship is a very long and difficult game. And most of all, what's most important is having the right team with you to support you along the way. Otherwise, it's very hard to achieve your goals. And so, yeah, man, I'm glad to have you on my team. Glad to be part of your team. And I'm excited to kind of share some thoughts with our listeners as far as some of our suggestions about how you succeed, you know, as an entrepreneur when it can be a very lonely business, right?
Oh, my gosh. It is. It can be 100% lonely. Because like, who else knows what you're going through on your team, right? It's other entrepreneurs, right, who are kind of like dealing with the same things you are. And we've talked a lot about, you know, the balancing act of the work and family, and you know, how do you just kind of do it all and keep it all together for your kids and your spouse and frankly for like your team, because it's really hard. And that's why I think it can be lonely sometimes.
Definitely. And I think, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned this past year and a half, you know, and being in business, where we're already dealing with all that daily struggle, right? That minutia of working on your family, you know, dealing with the other stress, the constant daily struggles of life in general. But especially during this past year and a half of COVID, and what a strange, crazy experience that's been for all of us and the impact it's had on small businesses around the world. And one thing I always say that's been the biggest takeaway is that we really do need each other. We need somebody to lean on. And that's why I'm really excited, you know, to share that Sid and I, we have some really big news to share with you, our listening audience. And that's that this year we decided to pause the podcast because we're busy building something new. something that really excited us, and honestly, that was inspired by all the small business owners just like us who were working hard to make it through a very difficult time and did so with determination and with success. The entrepreneur, the solopreneur, all those out there who were trying to make it happen despite everything that's being thrown their way, you really inspired us to do something that we think is going to be a remarkable opportunity to form community and to really help you succeed with your business. There's three main things that we discovered after spending time with other entrepreneurs and with our clients who are also small business owners. And those three things are this. One, the journey is lonely. Two, burnout is real. You know, we've heard of many different stories of people feeling really overwhelmed, not just with their business, but with health issues, family issues, etc. And so it's important to recognize that burnout is very, very real. And finally, that resources are needed, but accessing the right ones can be very confusing and an arduous process. There's a reason why Sid and I created our first website together, COVID19biztools.com. And it's really because we ourselves were having an issue trying to find the right best resource for us, for our clients. And so when we looked around the landscape and we saw how noisy it was, how just, you know, siloed the efforts were, we took it upon ourselves to create our own website to try to make it easier and to help clear out the clutter of finding the best way to access a resource for small business owners. Sid and I, you always hear Sid and I talking about the fact that you need to have your own community. Sid and I were lucky in that before we started our own firms, we were already working together. We were part of the same agency for working for the state of California. So we already had a friendship, and it just so happened that we found ourselves at the same time launching new businesses. And so it was easy for us to connect, easy for us to share information and tips and tricks that we were implementing as we were moving forward on our business. And I can tell you there's nothing more fun than having a friend who's also in the same position as you in trying to figure stuff out, right? But community is really important, and that it's probably one of the hardest things to actually achieve when it can be hard to figure out, okay, should I be joining a chamber, an industry association, or do I enlist myself in one of the many social media groups that are out there for different types of entrepreneurs? So we just want you to know that we see how hard you're working. We know how convoluted it can be to find the right resource and to stay on top of things. And so we're really excited to be launching a new effort that we think can help solve a lot of those problems. You know, so I mentioned Sid and I started this great website called COVID19biztools.com, which I think really helped a lot of people get in front of the right resource for them. One thing we also did at the tail end of 2020 is we actually launched a social media campaign called 12 Days of Takeout that was designed to help bring revenue to restaurants, to drinking establishments that were really being hit hard, especially at the tail end of 2020 when all the federal programs had essentially stopped or dried up. And, you know, I did it, you know, kind of selfishly because I had friends who were restaurant owners and who were really struggling. And I wanted to make sure that they were staying in business because I wanted them to be able to prosper. And Sid and I, we decided to take action and do something about it. And so we took it upon ourselves to create essentially what became a worldwide social media campaign, which involved creating a little toolkit that people could share these cool ads, these cool little images and social media messages that they could share with others to really just encourage people to go out and spend money, buy food, buy their favorite beverage, take it home, and really to just provide necessary revenue to those impacted small businesses. After we went through that campaign, which was just an awesome experience, we realized that there was a community of people like us, mostly solo entrepreneurs, very small businesses, that were excited by the opportunity to connect to a community that could really only access resources or only knew how to access resources through their social media tools. That was the one way that they're getting most of the information. And what we also noticed is that there was a big vacuum. There weren't a lot of great professional voices out there providing really insightful and useful information, quality information that could really help elevate their businesses. And so we thought that was an opportunity for us to step in, and I'll turn over to Sid to share exactly what we did.
You know, Jesse, there's two things that really manifested themselves to me in terms of this need for community. One was just with COVID19biztools.com, where we just set it up. It's like there was zero, we had no money for advertising for that, but it was clear, like, people would just we're Googling looking for tools, and our website and our kind of like algorithm was just showing up. So it was just remarkable to me when we started to see like analytics of people all over the state and frankly all over the country that were accessing our toolkit. That was number one. And then for 12 Days of Takeout, I really remember one restaurant owner who sent us a video thank you just that we set this up. And like her appreciation for us just kind of doing this, creating a community, was it just that was probably my best Christmas present last year. You remember those two?
I remember that. I also remember, I mean, for me, I think the biggest pat in the back came from, you remember, when Four Seasons Total Landscaping were impressed by what we were doing. I mean, they were also having their little moment in regards to the Giuliani event that took place in their, you know, their front gate. And for, I guess, for game to recognize game, right? That you had, another entrepreneur doing something to elevate themselves. And in our case, it was something that we're doing on behalf of others, right? Yeah. And to see others recognize that and to join us. I mean, it really became this really kind of amazing movement during a time. I think what also was interesting is that everybody was looking for something to attach themselves to. You know, everybody was feeling very helpless. And we gave them something they could do that was easy to do to really help their local entrepreneur. And they just needed that little motivation.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. And I mean, I think in this episode, what we want to do is share with all of you three ways to just solve your small business's biggest problems. But by breaking down why these three things are happening in the first place. Why is it lonely? Why are we all so overwhelmed and burnt out? And why is it so difficult to navigate and identify resources? It's kind of gives me that thought about, if you remember Arsenio Hall and his old TV show would say like things that make you go, and like these, it's true though. You know, before we dive into all of that, we do have a big announcement that we want to make. Jesse and I are going to solve these problems for you. So you don't have to do it all on your own. We're creating a new company called Small Business Front. And for this season of Hack My Business, we want to take you on the journey in real time of how it's going for us, how we're putting things in place, and really what it takes to get started and keep going. We're also going to bring on experts to talk with us about the importance of different stages and processes as we go on this startup journey. So I'd love to just dive in with you into the three main things that we discovered after spending time with other entrepreneurs and our clients. The journey is lonely. Why does this happen and how do we solve it? We need to form a community, a really important community that brings us all together and allows us to share what's happening in each of our specific situations and how do we actually support one another. That's what Jesse and I have done for each other over the last year and a half. And we want you to be a part of that. And we're going to build it.
The second big issue that we're going to help you face is burnout. The big issue of burnout and feeling overwhelmed. And how do you overcome that? We're going to be developing tools that will help you think about how do you manage client expectations? How do you become more efficient with your time? What are those great de-stressing tools that will help you optimize your business? And how would you apply techniques to help you stay motivated and to be productive in your work?
And finally, resources are needed, but getting the right ones are not easy to find. Either they're confusing or they're not built by entrepreneurs. So they're like finding that information is just not intuitive. And what's the one thing we all call as like the most important commodity in our work? It's time. So if we can't find it right away and it's not intuitive, it's not at all a useful resource. So in addition to producing original content based on the most current and accurate information, we're going to be providing resources that you need to navigate the resources. We'll do the back end work because we're both entrepreneurs and we understand like how do we find these resources, but how do we make it usable for every one of us.
And we'll address your topics in our community, so make sure to join us there to hear your questions being answered. All the links are in the show notes so that you can get the answers you need. We're really excited to meet you and have you come along this journey with us.
Let's go make good things happen.
If you need help and want to be a part of our community and find resources to grow your business, join us at our website at smallbusinessfront.com. We'd love to see you there. Have a great day, and we'll catch you next time on Hack My Business.